The people of British Columbia have been having the opposite problem this summer. It's very dry and massive forest fires have been ravaging the region. Thousands of people have had to flee their homes, among them Lynn Landry and her husband. One day last month, they watched as the fires approached their sheep ranch near the small town of 100 Mile House.
It got worse as the day went on, and they had bombers on it and all sorts of helicopters and that. And then when it got dark, they stopped. And then the whole ridge from our place just went up in flames. It was unbelievable. And we had neighbors, you know, and we all got together and everybody phoned each other and we evacuated.
Landry grabbed her four border collies, but she had to leave behind many other animals, a handful of cattle, her cat, her flock of 90 sheep, and her two huge white sheepdogs, Tad and Sophie.
We put out a 35-pound bag of dog food, and then we just left. There was nothing else we could do.
You were away for many days. What did you think you'd find in terms of the sheep and the dogs? Did you think they'd make it through this?
We knew the dogs would either be dead or with the sheep. You know, the dogs would not have deserted the sheep. So we knew that. We were 100% confident that in spite of whatever was happening around here and the number of people and activity and that, that the dogs would stay with the sheep. The only chance the sheep had was to leave the dogs here.
So 20 days later, you're able to finally go back home. And what did you find when you got there?
So when we got back, you know, the helicopters had been over. There'd been firefighters, Forest Service. There'd been so much activity and fires that we didn't know. We got in, we came in, and the dogs were there, and there was about 45, 50 sheep. And we knew we were missing some. So Lauren, my husband, went into town and got one of our border collies and came out, and then he went out in the bush with the dogs, and all the rest of the sheep came in.
Aww.
So they were all right there. So we counted them, and we had 88. So we missed one. We've lost one sheep, but she was an old ewe, and, you know, we don't know if she wandered off or the smoke or just the stress, you know, got her.
So the dogs had hung in with those sheep, and they did their job through all the fire and mayhem. They just stayed right there.
They stayed right there.
And when they saw you, what did they do?
When they saw us, one of them came up. Sophie wouldn't leave the sheep. Tad came up, and, you know, he was kind of nervous, hesitant, and we petted him and told him everything was okay. And at this time, there were still helicopters and that flying over, you know, getting water from the lake, dousing some spot fires and stuff. And then we went down to Sophie because she was laying down where the sheep were. And we just went down and, you know, gave her a good pet.
And so how have the dogs been since the fire?
Good. Yeah, really good. Yes. We gave them steak and, you know, they've had all sorts of treats. And Tad, he's the young one. He's only six. He's, you know, at night when the sheep come in, we go down to feed them and that. And he's really clingy. So we spend extra time with him than we would have before. We just sit there and just pet him and, you know, he's fine.
Oh, so now Sophie and Tad are international heroes. Has it gone to their head?
No. Tad would if he knew about it, but no.
Lynn Landry, who owns a sheep ranch in 100 Mile House, British Columbia. It's a small town where fires ravaged, and her amazing dogs saved the sheep. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, those are such good dogs. And that's our show for today. The World's Theme Music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Carol Hills. Hope you have a good weekend.